Honorable ministers, Director General of World Health Organization, regional directors, ADGs, distinguished delegates. It is a great honor and privilege to address this August Assembly. Please accept my humble and grateful acknowledgement to all the member states for bestowing upon India the honor of presidency of the World Health Assembly. On behalf of 1.25 billion people of India, I convey to you my best wishes and greetings. Excellencies, the year 2014 witnessed an unprecedented health challenge with Ebola virus disease outbreak. Many lives, including the brave and the dedicated health workers, were lost. We salute the heroic efforts of our African brothers and sisters in fighting Ebola against all odds and congratulate Liberia for becoming Ebola free. While the situation now appears to be under control, the threat of outbreaks of new, emerging and re-emerging pathogens stares at us. We also battle with natural disasters and with great health consequences, the most recent one being the devastating earthquake in our neighboring nation, Nepal. I wish to express the solidarity of the member states with the people of Nepal and our efforts and our offer a heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. Excellencies, the World Health Assembly every year is an important opportunity for member states to take stock of the health challenges faced by the humanity, while at the same time prioritizing and strategizing our combined efforts. Today we are at an important threshold. The upcoming UN summit in September 2015 would pave the way for the likely adoption of sustainable development goals and the post-2015 development agenda, which includes health-related goals. While taking pride in the fair amount of success in meeting the health-related MDGs, we need to redouble our efforts to surmount ever-increasing public health challenges, which include, among others, communicable diseases, non-communicable diseases, antimicrobial resistance, impact of climate change on health, universal health coverage, reducing health inequities among the countries and within each country, providing sufficient human resources for health, ensuring access to affordable medicines and diagnostics, and preventing disease by promoting healthy lifestyles. Excellencies, Indian philosophy teaches us to treat the whole world as a family, as a big family, which is captured in the Sanskrit phrase, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The whole world is one family. Our Upanishads preach, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, which means all be happy and may all be healthy and free from illness. This only shows that even in ancient times, we prayed for God for health for all. But by our actions, we as a humanity tend to create conditions which lead to illness and disease. We forget that the health requires a holistic view, and being one of the nature, adopting healthy lifestyles and avoiding excesses. We forget that the tranquil mind and peaceful life reduces tensions. Honorable Prime Minister of India, His Excellency Narendra Modi ji, gave a call in the United Nations General Assembly in September last year to recognize yoga as the provider of holistic approach to health and well-being. We are happy to note that the UN General Assembly adopted the resolution with co-sponsorship of 177 countries to observe 21st June as the International Day of Yoga. Excellencies, we need a multi-sectoral approach in a sustainable institutional framework to promote health in all policies. The recognition of interdependence and the need for collaboration of different sectors is necessary nationally and internationally. Intersectoral cooperation will not be meaningful unless we are also able to leverage the strengths of the civil society and the non-government sectors. In fact, the interdependence internationally is somewhat captured in the international health regulations. The Ebola crisis has highlighted the inextricable link between the weak health systems and incidents of outbreak and the interdependence of health and overall economic growth and development. It is our collective responsibility to act decisively on the lessons learned. The theme of the general discussion during the assembly this year, building resilient health systems, is therefore very timely and appropriate. I look forward to the constructive discussion on this very important prerequisite for public health. Excellencies, I need not highlight the critical importance of social detriments of health. Inequity of resources has a direct correlation with inequities of health. We must therefore continue to work collectively to address these inequities. Excellencies, we all recognize the World Health Organization as one of the best international organizations in the world today. The commitment shown by WHO under the leadership of Director General Dr. Margaret Chan is responding to ever-increasing challenges to the global health is commendable. We need to reiterate our unequivocal support to WHO as the lead global health agency and strengthen its capacities to make it better and stronger. As a reflection of our own commitment to WHO and its mandate, I am happy to announce the following voluntary contributions from India to WHO. $1 million for the proposed WHO contingency fund. Another $1 million for the implementation of identified demonstration projects under the Consultative Expert Working Group, CEWG framework. And $100,000 for the member state mechanism on SSFFC medical products. Excellencies, we have a packed agenda during this World Health Assembly. I'm sure the deliberation will be very effective and fruitful. Each member state will add immense value to the discussion and outcomes. I extend my best wishes for the deliberations. Excellencies, I thank you for your kind attention. Thank you very much.